You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
It is less ambiguous to say, I badly need to shower, than it is to say, I need to shower badly.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Rebecca.
We've got a great question this week from Tim. Tim says, my wife will sometimes say she needs to shower badly. I will often make the dad joke that I want her to shower well. But it got me thinking, what is the background for using a negative adverb like badly with the verb need or something similar? Oh, I tell you, Anne, I love a good dad joke. That's a really good one.
It is a good one. I had not been focused on that ambiguity because most of the time if someone says, I need to shower badly, we would not interpret it as I need to take a shower in a bad manner. But the ambiguity is there and not there if you say, I badly need to shower. This gives us a great chance to talk about badly, which has lots of meanings, which we're not going to talk about. It can mean in a bad manner, unpleasantly, incorrectly, wickedly, evilly, harmfully, all of these negative meanings. In some regions of the United States, it can mean sick or unwell. But we're interested in this informal meaning where badly means very much or greatly. And what is interesting to me, and this just sometimes happens with language, this meaning of badly, for the most part, is restricted to the verbs want and need, or the phrase in need. We have evidence for this as early as 1813 in the Oxford English Dictionary. So here's a quote from 1840, I want it very badly at this moment, which I think sounds very modern to our ears. Or here's Rudyard Kipling in 1889 in the book Wee Willie Winkie and Other Child Stories. And the quote is, British regiments were wanted, badly wanted, at the front. There is a sense when you look in usage guides, such as Brian Garner's Modern American Usage or the Merriam-Webster Dictionary of English Usage, that this use of badly to mean very much or greatly was criticized. I can't actually find the original sources, at least right now, but it is now considered to be idiomatic in American English, established by the early 20th century, where badly with want and need means very much. That doesn't mean there's no criticism in this space, because, for example, Brian Garner criticizes need it bad, where you don't use badly, but you use bad as an adverb, as being less refined. And there has been a lot of criticism of bad as an adverb. We have evidence for bad as an adverb back to the 1700s. But in a phrase like, it hurt bad or I hated it bad, that has been seen as non-standard usage. So Rebecca, while we're talking about bad and badly here, let me ask you a question, which is that if you feel sorry for someone or your heart is hurting for someone, you just heard that something happened to them that is unfortunate, would you say, I feel bad for that person or I feel badly for that person?
I would say I feel bad for that person. I cannot picture myself saying I feel badly.
I love that you have only one answer to that. And your answer is the one that in usage guides and elsewhere will be seen as correct, because feel is a linking verb like to be or seem. And so you put an adjective there. I feel bad. But I think that there is enough concern about bad as an adverb out there that people worry that they're going to get it wrong, that you get some hypercorrection toward badly. So people will say, I feel badly for her, instead of I feel bad. And I think you could make the argument that both are standard at this point.
Well, then I feel goodly about my use of bad. Thanks so much, Anne.
And I think we should just end this with goodly.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.